Good morning. This is Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage filling in for Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty. And I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here Saturday mornings right here on News Talk 870 every Saturday morning. As always, you can contact me, Scott Ridgway, anytime direct at 737-6004 or visit me on the web at scottridgway.com. And you know you can always reach the show's real estate expert and host, Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty at 727-8977 or visit he and his team on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
I thought it was him and his team.
Him and his team. Yeah, we're all here together. We're all just in one laughing, jovial kind of state. As always, we'd like to thank our hosts and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have things been going with you?
Well, the deck is waterproof now. Now I'm building railings.
Have you got in the pool yet?
No.
You told me you still haven't jumped in the pool.
No, I haven't jumped in the pool yet. I've been too busy.
So I think we need our listeners to call in and let John know that he needs to go swimming in his new pool.
Yeah. Probably about October, I think we'll be all done with everything.
So the water's in the pool. The pool's heated. Chemicals are right.
Yep.
You have a pool sitting in your backyard with 100-degree weather.
Yeah.
And now you're going to work on a deck?
Too much to do. And then, keeping in line with what Lance had said weeks and weeks ago, we said on the show, once we're done with all that stuff, then I have to go redo the front door. Because we want to add to the resale value of the house.
And that's messed up.
Yeah.
That's just messed up.
A nice front door will add more value than
a... So are you going to do that like colored, like that one big accent color, or are you going to do something that matches the house?
Big accent color that matches the house.
Okay.
Put the two together.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, it's going to match the shutters.
Oh,
so
nice.
There we go. Absolutely. So as you're sitting in for Lance today, you've kind of got an idea what we're going to be doing. Well, we're going to be focusing a little bit on the financial side of things. Because,
right.
Of course, you know, we do talk about what's going on with the rates and the financing and all that stuff. But you're kind of going to lead us in a little further in depth on that.
Right. Today what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about how we're working very hard to help our clients take advantage of these ridiculously low fixed interest rates. And with rates now in the mid-4s-ish, depending on your credit scores and down payments and product type, there are so many opportunities for many people in the high 5s to refinance. So we're going to be looking at what does it look like to refinance, what are the different pieces of a refinance, how do they get structured, and kind of go into that a little bit.
Now, somebody who doesn't know a lot about interest rates, you hear high 5s, low 4s. In layman's terms, that could translate to quite a bit of money in your payment and a lot less duration on your loan.
Right.
Just a few points.
Right. It sure does. And like we've talked about on the show before, a 200-year moving average on 30-year fixed interest rates is about 5.25%. And if we're in the mid-4s, that is considerably lower than a 200-year average. So now we're not even talking about that interest rate your family had or your grandparents had. We're talking about rates that are lower than what they probably saw.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what we're talking about is I'm just explaining a little bit about how a refinance works and what Cobalt does to set themselves apart from our competition. There's a big difference between a mortgage banker and a mortgage broker. We've spoken a little bit about that.
Yes.
A mortgage broker sends all those files out for another institution or investor to evaluate and then get back to them. What we do is we're a mortgage banker where we control the process start to finish. They come on into our office. We can sit down face-to-face and discuss what their wants and needs are regarding a restructure or refinance. And then we process it right in the branch. Our branch is just southeast of the mall, Toys R Us. We're right on Quinault in the Quinault Business Center. So you can come on in, set an appointment, and meet with us eyeball to eyeball. We'll take a look at what your short and long-term needs are regarding your home mortgage and things you may be wanting to do with that equity. We go ahead and send it into our own company with our own underwriters that take a look at it. We interact with our underwriters, so it's not like your file goes into a black hole somewhere and we just can't reach somebody. So we're able to talk to them about different ways that we might need to maneuver through what they're trying to do. And then we draw our own documents, which means that we work up all the numbers and the paperwork that is sent up to the escrow company, which is where they're going to sign their papers. Then it comes back to our company, and we actually release it for recording. So we handle the process start to finish, and that makes it go a lot smoother.
You know, and I'm still learning a lot about this, even though we've talked a lot about it. It sounds like why would you want to go to a broker? He kind of sounds like a middleman.
Well, you know,
they give him his stuff, and he takes it to somebody else, as opposed to you guys doing it all in-house.
And that's a fantastic question, because a lot of people say, well, that gives us the ability as a broker to shop around to find you the best rate. Well, what we've done is we actually have 8 to 9 different investors that we can shop those interest rates internally, mm-hmm. and still control the process start to finish to ensure that it goes smooth. And most importantly, it goes quick and closes when we say it's going to.
And especially with people wanting to take advantage of the tax rates and all the stuff that's happened this year,
right.
If your mortgage gets hung up, then you have to worry about when you were talking about extending the closing date, and you got to mess with that kind of stuff, and you might not end up with the interest rate that you want.
We have seen that happen, and there's no question why the government decided to extend that tax credit as far as the closings. They didn't extend it as far as when you had to contract. Remember, they still had to contract mm-hmm. by April 30th, and then it went from closing at the end of June. It got extended way out. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that it opens it up for more new home buyers.
Yep.
What it does is it gives the relief to the lenders that weren't able to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So something to think about.
Which would have been people other than you.
Yeah, which would have been other people, possibly, and it's not to say that Cobalt's perfect, because we're not, and things do happen, but we have the ability to deal with situations just right on the ground level when they do come up.
Well, if somebody has a question, they can call you and say, Scott, what's going on?
Absolutely, and that's what we're here for.
Instead of waiting on hold, you know, listening to Muzak on an 800 number.
Exactly.
See, you're the formal, educated guy. I'm the irreverent radio guy, so we'll put it in kind of...
And this works out great.
Absolutely.
And
you're
this
a smart guy, and I'm...
Well, I don't know about that. I think you're giving me too much credit there, but we do have a lot of experience, let's put it that way. And, yeah. and we've seen a lot of situations, and we know how to deal with those, yeah.
Absolutely. Curveballs are no problem.
Exactly. So let me explain, if I could, just a little bit about the refinance process and kind of what people are looking at, because a lot of people are so afraid to make that phone call because maybe they feel like they don't understand the process well enough mm-hmm. to talk from an educated standpoint about it. And it's just that call reluctance that occurs. So here's kind of what it looks like is if you've got an interest rate that is, let's say, at 7%, and you're saying, oh, my gosh, I've heard rates are 5% or better, that makes a lot of sense to me, because if I can refinance mm-hmm. and lower my house payment, then that's good for myself and my family and my budget. And they say, well, gosh, what's the first way to start doing that? How do I know? I've heard all these commercials. I've heard all of these advertisements. I've seen, you know, little lizards running around talking about insurance. Where do I start? There's a lot of gimmicks, right?
Yes.
So call Scott Ridgway, Cobalt Mortgage. Here's the number. Get a pencil. 737-6004. Give me a call. I need your name, your phone number, and I can take it from there.
There
what I'll
go.
Be doing is I'll be calling people and saying, what's your existing mortgage loan amount?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your home value is? And we can bring people like Lance in to help out with valuations if they're not sure. Lance can do what's called a CMA, mm-hmm. which is a current market analysis. We cannot use that typically as a lender because it's not something that literally rides in the package that's serviced from the investor. But you can also contact an appraiser, and Thomas Crozier is somebody that we've had on the show. So if you guys mm-hmm. need his number, give me a call. I can get that to you. And he can do a valuation that we can use and let people know kind of where they are. Then what you do, it's real simple. You figure out what's the difference going to be in my monthly payment. And how much is it going to cost me to do the refinance? So let's say it's going to cost you $3,000 to do your refinance, and it's going to save you $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You just simply take that $3,000, divide it by $100 a month. That's 30 months. That's how many months it's going to take to break even on your refinance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to live in that home 2.5 years or more, then it's an absolute no-brainer.
And so, especially if you're planning on staying there.
Yeah, and so that's the analytics that we run very quickly to make sure that we're not wasting your time. And then also we want to find out if there's college needs or debt consolidation needs or mm-hmm. things like that that we can take, maybe car payments and student loans and things that they want to consolidate and pay off, because mortgage interest is still deductible. Check with your tax accountant. But as long as mortgage interest is still tax deductible, that's another variable that you need to take into consideration. And so we just kind of go through the whole gambit and find out if we can pay off a car payment at $500 a month, we can pay off student loans at $200 a month, roll those into your new loan, and your new mortgage payment is maybe $700 less per month overall. It's all rolled into one loan. There's huge savings there, huge savings. And the stress that it actually relieves people of by not having those overburdened monthly obligations is another variable that you need to think about as far as lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So those are some of the things that we look at. So we're going to be asking people to fill out a loan application, real easy. They can do it on our website at scottridgeway.com, mm-hmm. or they can call me, and we can do it over the phone. We'll run their credit report, and we will basically tell them what they can do within about 15 minutes.
Wow.
So it doesn't take a long, lengthy process, but some of the things that people can be prepared with would be their most recent 30 days pay stubs, mm-hmm. their last 2 years W-2s or tax returns, their most recent bank statement, a copy of their current mortgage statement or statements, mm-hmm. if they have a first and a second. And from that, we can pretty much piece it together and work up the numbers, send them something via email that they can review with their spouse or with themselves and their tax advisors or financial advisors, and then we can go from there.
And decide if it's right for them.
It has to make sense, and there's just too many people out there that try to cram refinances down people's throats, honestly, just to generate revenue, and that's not the right thing. At Cobalt Mortgage, our goal is to service our community, make sure that the things that we're doing make sense for our clients, and if it doesn't make sense, we're going to let them know.
Because there are times, maybe you haven't been in there that long, maybe we're talking about folks that aren't going to be in the region that long, you might not want to refinance.
Right, but there's other products. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a 30-year fix. There's a 3-year fix or a 5-year fix. So if you're in town on a contract or you're planning on leaving, there are other programs that can get you interest rates, believe it or not, below a 30-year fixed interest rate right now. So again, we want to make sure we're asking the right questions to put the right product together for what their specific needs, not their buddy they're barbecuing with or their in-laws that say this is how you do it. We want to make sure we're doing it per their specific situation.
Well, and the thing is, too, you've mentioned the other products besides the 30-year fix. There's a whole bunch of different options out there. And when you see a lot of these ads and read a lot of these things, they don't seem to talk about that.
No.
They make it sound like, well, this is it, and this is why you should do it. Okay.
Right. Well, as a lot of advertising goes, you know, they're going to present the best case scenario with the most solid gold situation that they can possibly present for it to sound perfect.
Yeah.
And mortgage lending is not perfect.
And they probably use a person with perfect credit and perfect payment history and the perfect job, and then they use that as an example, and then they have that tiny print that even on a big screen plasma TV you can't read at the bottom of the ad.
Right, right.
And by the time you're done through the first sentence, they've gone on to the next one.
Yeah, and with the thousands of loans and clients that we've done over the years, decades really now, nobody's perfect. There is no perfect situation. Everybody has their own curveball they have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's always all confidential, but we're here to take care of those folks and make sure that we're putting them in products that work for them.
And that's probably why you guys have continued to grow.
We have. And, you know, after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that that Cobalt is being awarded with. And we're also going to be talking with a good friend of mine, Chris Waltz, that has a very, very successful company in town. And we're going to let him talk about their services, their products, the things that they do, and what makes them so excellent. I'm not going to give up the name right now, but after the break, we're going to be introducing him. And we're going to make sure that everybody gets a chance to listen to Chris and see what he's doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, in radio terms, that is what is known as a tease. And we will be right back with more on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870. And we are back back on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870. And he's doing quite well out of the bullpen. He's leading the way, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. We duct taped Lance to the light pole in the parking lot and decided to let you take over the show. We're discussing lending and some other great stuff. Now, we've been waiting and waiting. And before we introduce our guest, did you want to talk about that call that we got?
Yeah, you know, over the break, that was kind of nice that we got a call in. Mm-hmm. And the question that we got was, how many percentage points reduction makes sense to do a refinance? Great question, and it's actually something that a rule of thumb used to be 2 points. Mm-hmm. Now the true answer is it depends.
On
and the reason
situation.
Exactly. And the reason that it depends is we don't know what your credit score is. We don't know what your loan amount to the value of your home is. Mm-hmm. We don't know what your debt-to-income ratio is. And so what we want to do is we want to take an evaluation of what your existing monthly obligations are and see how we would structure that. So it doesn't necessarily mean that going from 7% to 5% makes sense. We've had people that maybe went from 6.25% to 5.75%, only a half a point, and the way that we restructured it for what their current needs were is it made sense for them. So please give us a call, Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004, and let us help you make a determination as to what's right for you.
Absolutely. So if somebody says, don't refi if it's less than, just call.
Yeah, you're missing the boat if you're waiting for that one.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now you're going to introduce our guest.
Well, I would like to. I'm going to segue into this. I'm going to give this a shot because I'd like to talk a little bit quickly about what Cobalt Mortgage is doing, and we're really happy to be announcing that we're getting a nomination for an award.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is that we've been named one of the finalists in the 2010 Washington's Best Workplaces contest by Puget Sound's Business Journal. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to all of Cobalt Mortgage and our staff for working so hard to make Cobalt such a great company to work for.
Wow.
So that's kind of a big deal. And
I can imagine a whole bunch of Scots running around.
It's a busy place.
It's no wonder they get anything done. No. I had to throw that.
I love it. Well, hey, I tell you what, we're also really, really glad to work with other friends in the greater Tri-Cities area that have similar goals of excellence. And I'd like to introduce you all, not y'all, but you all, mm-hmm. to our friend Chris Waltz of Nouveau Skincare and Day Spa, located just off Gage Boulevard. They've got a fantastic company going and growing. Chris, can you give us, first off, how are you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
Good. Are you relaxed with this kind of little jabbering we're doing?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, we miss you, Lance. Wish you were here. So, Chris, can you give us a rundown of what your company does, the services you offer, what makes you different, and how you provide your clients with that excellence in business that has helped you to grow so popular in our community?
Yeah, definitely, Scott. Well, I guess first off, we're the Tri-City, I guess the area's only full-service day spa.
Mm-hmm.
We currently have 43 employees, and we're actually growing a little bit right now.
Wow.
So we have full skincare team, massage department. They also do body treatments, and we're up to 12 in that department as well. So
12 body treatments?
Massage therapists.
Oh,
do body
wow.
treatments as well. Yep.
Wow.
So that's great. Manicures, pedicures. We have a full-service salon over there, and makeup department does custom blend makeup, so you can come in. You know, your wedding's in the middle of summer, getting matched up to what your actual skin tone is that day rather than buying something off the shelf that makes your face a different color than your arms are. So
that'd look a little strange.
Makes you look a lot better.
You walk out and, you know, the bride comes down and you kind of look and you don't want to say anything and you're like, what happened? Did you let the 2-year-old put on the makeup?
Nice. Nice. So your company offers all kinds of services. Why don't you go over, maybe, do you have, like, I know you brought in here a fantastic little menu, and maybe you could talk about some of the most popular services that you find that people are able to run down and get taken care of.
Yeah, definitely. Massage department is probably our biggest department right now. We're doing between 500 and 600 massages a month right now.
That's a lot of stressed out people.
That's definitely a lot of stressed
out
people.
Because they didn't go see you.
They need to refinance.
Yeah, for sure. That would definitely help them out, I think. Also, our skincare department. The ladies in there, that team has tons of experience, and they can take care of their needs from, you know, 16-year-old girls in high school all the way up to your mom and her friends. So they definitely got the experience, mm-hmm. and they can get their needs met, which is great.
I would imagine that comes in handy in a place like the Tri-Cities because you don't have to be here that long to realize that during the summer, spring, even into the fall, We get beat up by the sun pretty bad. I know that working out on the deck,
not in the pool.
It takes a beating. I mean, that sun just kills you, and I bet that you get a lot of people that come in to take care of that.
Oh, it definitely.
Get some relief.
Yeah, it definitely does, and we actually have our own skincare line, so that definitely helps out, and we carry a couple other lines that are exclusive to us in the Tri-Cities area, so just gives us a lot of flexibility on different, you know, different skin types and that. So you can come in for a free consultation. They'll go over basically what you're looking for and what your needs are and try to get you on a program to get you your final goal.
And those are things that employers, as we're on the thing of making your workplace, you know, an excellent place to work, those are things that employers can come down and get gift certificates and give them out to their employees as kind of accolades for the work that they're doing to help them.
Yeah, definitely, Scott. We got Christmas time, huge. Doctor's offices, mortgage companies, a lot of that. We even had a dentist office call in. They blocked out the whole spot just for their staff.
Wow.
So they brought in, I think, 41 people.
How does that work? Do they bring in lunch and the whole deal?
We had it all catered for them, all set up. They came in about 8:30 in the morning. They were out of there about 1:32 in the afternoon. So we had to shut down just for them. And then, so it was great. They got a kind of mingle with each other rather than being out of the office. They had a great time, so we've done that a couple times now. So the first one was definitely a dentist office that did it, and they had a great time, and since then we've done it a couple more times, so it's pretty, you know, it takes a bit of extra booking to get that.
Sure, yeah, you gotta free
that
up, but some spots there.
Yeah, definitely, but came in, it's been great, and we've done a few more since, so.
Well, that's, you know, I've got to just read a quick little article here because it says studies show that when employees are happy in the workplace, the benefits to businesses are great. Productivity levels increase, innovation soars, quality of products and services improve, and costs to employers decrease because there is less resistance to change, lower healthcare costs, and lower than industry average turnover rates. So that's something that your company really can help make a difference with a lot of the business leaders in Tri-Cities.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, a lot of people use it almost like a rewards program for employees, for clients. We have a lot. And they really appreciate it. It makes it a really easy gift, especially Christmas time. We get the guys at the mall that are having trouble finding their wife. They'll call over right from the mall. We'll have the gift card waiting for them when they show up. They can literally walk in. We have it wrapped up nice for them, and they're in and out the door within a couple minutes. So it makes
it
nice.
And that's such a relief because when you're standing there in the mall in a certain department store and you're trying to remember what the favorite perfume and stuff, and unless you write it down on your hand, you've seen them, the guys that are looking bewildered and lost. Well, just call these guys and they'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And you'll get brownie points because your spouse or girlfriend will think that you spent all this time when in reality you just let them take care of it.
Exactly. So instead of writing on your hand, Chris, where can they get a hold of you and how can they get in touch with you right now to make sure that they're fulfilling their needs right now?
Definitely. Give one of the ladies a call at the front desk at 736-2321 and we're 8656 West Gage Boulevard. So stop in and we'll take care of whatever needs you got going on.
And that's Nouveau Skincare and Day Spa. Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you companies where employees are happy and proud of where they work consistently tout high company loyalty and profitability. So all you business leaders out there, please give Chris a call or one of the girls at the front desk. Again, that number?
736-2321.
Fantastic.
I feel more relaxed already.
John, are you feeling pretty good?
Here.
I mean, I know you're just off the top of your head thinking of people that you need to get these gift certificates for, like yourself.
I'm writing a list on my hand.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't let Lance down at all on this show as the initial inaugural hosting of this. And would you believe I have a pick three?
Yes.
I have a pick three, and this is just, Lance didn't ask me to do this, and Gay Lynn at his office helped out a little bit here, and with a little bit of input from one of his leading sales associates, Yvonne. And so here are the pick three for this week, and what he has is 5104 Antigua Drive in Pasco. It's a terrific home with a new price reduction of $255,000. That's not the price reduction, that's the price. You're going to love this 4-bedroom plus den, 2.5-bath, 2-story home. Upgrades everywhere in this 2,592 square foot home with crown molding and beautiful granite counters. There are raised ceilings for a spacious look, fantastic floor plan, updated tile floors in the kitchen and dining room, and spacious bedrooms upstairs. A well-maintained yard with an open patio in the back all ready for your barbecues. Great location in beautiful West Pasco. So that's pick number one.
Granite countertops. You know how easy those are to keep clean?
pretty darn easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I like if they're under mounted sinks where you can just sweep all the crumbs right into the sink.
Slip
that makes
the
it easy.
Disposal, away you go.
Oh yeah, so that's one at 5104 Antigua Drive in Pasco. Pick number two today is at 2207 South Keller in Kennewick. Here's another fantastic home with a new price reduction of $155,000. So that's a price of $155,000. This this really fun 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath Rambler is a must-see. Plenty of room for everyone with 2,426 square feet.
Wow.
This great home has a beautiful updated kitchen, a huge bonus or game, and walk-in closets in every bedroom. There's an above-ground pool, John, and they probably swim in it.
Yeah.
Now, look at this. You see? You get an idea here. Pool house with wet bar.
Oh.
Hot tub. Oh, and it gets better. Pond. Huge yard. And a shop to work on your toys.
Oh, yeah.
I think the honey-do list just went up, didn't it? All this and much more located in Kennewick. This
wow.
is at 2207 South Keller for $155,000.
Hmm. That is a good pick.
I can see the concern on your face. Shop, pond, outside kitchen.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one you're going to want to go ahead and give Lance a call for. The pick number three for today is at 5726 Westport Lane in Pasco. This like-new Hayden home has 1,932 square feet of beauty. The sandalwood. This beautiful, spacious home with 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths is a must-see. This home has fresh, neutral tones, a great layout, and a nice open kitchen. The luscious landscaping and the extended patio will be perfect for family gatherings. Close to shopping in a quiet neighborhood in beautiful West Pasco. Hurry, this home won't last. No, I should say, hurry, this home won't last.
Well, you know,
with a price of $177,000.
Wow.
$177,000 for all of that.
Yeah. Well, if you look back at the statistics, and I know Lance is a big statistical freak, if you look at the,
Right, in a nice way.
It. Yes.
Right.
But if you look at it, it's better than each week, at least 33 to 35% of those pick threes are gone, minimum.
Right.
After 1 week.
Right.
And he hasn't told us what the 2 and 3 week statistical is, but the pick threes, that's why they're a pick, because he knows they're going to go quick.
Right. So let me give those.
That's just one of a few of the great ones that he's got.
Absolutely. So you guys get out there, you listeners, get out there and drive by these things, take a look at them, get a hold of Lance.
Mm-hmm.
What's Lance's number? 727-8977.
I got
that
memorized.
That was pretty good. And so 5104 Antigua Drive in Pasco for $255,000, 2,592 square feet. 2207 South Keller in Kennewick, and that one is $155,000 for 2,426 square feet, and that's the one with all that really cool stuff around that outdoor pool. And then the 5726 Westport Lane, 1,932 square feet for $177,000.
Some very nice pick threes.
Absolutely. So, again, you can always reach the show's real estate expert and host, Lance Kenmore, with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty at 727-8977, or visit he and his team on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
And podcasting. The shows, and they're available for download. You can listen anytime you want.
Absolutely. We've had some great shows in the past. And then, Chris, where can they get a hold of you, again, for Nouveau Skincare and Day Spa to get those gift certificates rolling and make their employees happy?
At 736-2321, 8656 West Gage Boulevard.
Perfect. And I'm Scott Ridgway, sitting in for Lance Kenmore. You can reach me, Cobalt Mortgage, at 737-6004. Everything you'd expect from your experienced local lender.
Or ScottRidgway.com.
ScottRidgway.com.
So very well done. You keep this up, and we're not going to need Lance anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we need you back, Lance. I don't want to have to do this again.
Yeah, we'll snip that out of the podcast. Thanks for joining us. We will be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on News Talk 870 for the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.